Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is August 20th, 2008, the Feast of Blessed Bernard. Do you know someone who is just so dedicated to their work that it seems sometimes like they are endangering themselves in the pursuit of it? The man we remember today was such a man. But I'm sure that Bernard believed that the circumstances of the late 11th and early 12th centuries were serious enough to warrant these extreme measures. And besides, he was only living out his own definition of a holy man, as one who is seen to be good and charitable, holding back nothing for himself, but using his every gift for the common good. Now, I don't want to give you the impression that I don't approve of Bernard's attitude toward his own health. Many ascetical practices, like fasting from food or sleep, can be spiritually powerful and can draw people closer to God. But as with any practice, when they get out of hand, they can be dangerous. Bernard, though, denied himself so that he could pray and write, including letters, sermons, and hymns, some of which we still sing today. He also traveled all around Europe in the service of the Pope, who had been a monk at Bernard's monastery, opposing the Albigensians and supporting the Second Crusade. In this way, he was exactly the kind of wise man that the Bible describes. He seeks the wisdom of all the ancients and is concerned with prophecies. He preserves the sayings of the famous and penetrates the subtleties of parables. He seeks out the hidden meanings of proverbs and is at home with the obscurities of parables. He serves among the great and appears before rulers. He travels in foreign lands and learns what is good and evil in the human lot. He sets his heart to rise early to seek the Lord who made him, and to petition the Most High. He opens his mouth in prayer and asks pardon for his sins. Bernard was so frequently recognized as a holy man during his life that he was canonized only 21 years after his death. In Dante's Divine Comedy, Bernard is the pilgrim's final guide and prays to Mary on his behalf. Let us pray. O God, by whose grace your servant Bernard of Clairvaux, kindled with the flame of your love, became a burning and shining light in your church, grant that we also may be aflame with the spirit of love and discipline, and walk before you as children of light. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us on August 24th at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of St. Bartholomew the Apostle. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.